I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Welcome back to our daily discipline, our morning ritual of listening to this morning connection podcast, where you and I, two like-minded people, two people who are passionate about bodybuilding, training, fitness, whatever it is for you. Doesn't matter if you are a competitive bodybuilder, you eat, sleep, breathe bodybuilding, or, you know, it's just part of your lifestyle. You like to look good, you like to feel good, you like to the discipline of going to the gym and eating right. It doesn't matter if you're rather new in this fitness world and you somehow stumble across me. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Because, you know, we're more than just muscles, right? This just isn't about, especially this show, this Morning Connection podcast. This is about becoming the total package, not just a great body, not just focusing on taking our training efforts to the gym. We want to take our life to the next level. We want to constantly assess and evaluate what we really want in life, what we really want, right? Not what we think we can get, not what we've been settling for. What do we really want? We take a lot of time to think about that. And then we have to kind of step back and we got to evaluate if the way we're thinking and our thoughts create, puts us in a path every single day of specific actions. You know, are our thoughts and are our actions leading us to that place where we really, really want to go, whether those are material things, achievements, experiences, feelings, whatever it is what we really want in life. We've got to really think about it. And this is the time that you and I, we get together, and with all the distractions, we think about those things. And we do it by talking about things that we have in common, this whole bodybuilding and training, through my stories, through my experiences, my successes, but even more than that, as your big brother, as your friend, as your coach, as your mentor, however you see me, just some entertaining guy or not so entertaining guy on these podcasts, you know, I just tell you my stories because I want you to learn from all these experiences. Now, for most of you who are listening to this podcast, you're probably a few years younger than me, and you most definitely are probably not as far along in this whole bodybuilding and training journey as I am. So there's probably a lot of things that you think right now that I used to think, and I tried to pound them through. Didn't work, didn't work, didn't work. Felt the angst, felt the pain. And then finally, I found a way. Well, I want to get you to that point sooner rather than later. And again, not just inside the gym, not just with your body, but also for whatever it's worth, my experiences in life, hoping that they can help you. So thank you so much for joining this Morning Connection podcast, making it a part of your day, making it a ritual, a habit. And thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement line. You know, heck, we're in this fitness, you're taking supplements. Why not buy them from the guy that's helping you out so much, that's making you feel good, that you've got this connection, that you know the guy? Hell, so many podcasts here, little by little, it's almost like we're becoming friends because I'm telling you so much about my life and my fears and my ups and downs and all arounds and life experiences. You know me. You definitely need to give Mass Machine Nutrition supplements a shot. You're buying your supplements somewhere. Support the guy who's supporting you, creating this value in your life. And those of you who are really determined to take your bodybuilding training efforts to the next level, maybe your man formation leadership skills, all of you who support my information products, I put my heart and my soul into creating those. Look, I'm doing this for free, this podcast, every morning for you for free. Maybe you've listened to some of my other podcasts. If this is what you get for free, just think what the standards that I have, how I push myself to provide with things that I charge you for, right? And I do charge you, we've talked about this. I charge you because you need that extra layer of commitment. You got to have some skin in the game. You have all this free information on your computer right now, things that you've even purchased that you're not following through. I'm not going to contribute to that. I'm not only going to provide you with the information that you need when you're totally committed, I'm going to force you to put some skin in the game so it's one more level of motivation to actually use all this great information that you were provided with, all right? So thank you so much for liking and sharing, and your comments are great. I really appreciate it, especially the comments about this Morning Connection podcast, because, it's not necessarily always the most convenient, easiest thing for me to do this podcast. Do I enjoy it? Yes. But like I encourage you, I always have to consider, is this the highest and best use of my time? And it doesn't matter how much I enjoy it. It doesn't matter how hard I work. It really doesn't matter how much it entertains anybody else. If it isn't going to get me to my overall goals, then I can't do it. I owe it to myself. I owe it to my family. And I encourage you guys to do the same thing. Don't get caught up in what you like doing just because you're working hard. It doesn't even matter if other people like it. If it's not, if that investment of time and energy and emotion is not leading to you to where you really want to be in life, you really need to reconsider doing it. Anyway, we don't need to talk about this for this Morning Connection podcast, because I'll tell you from your comments, which again, I really appreciate, if there's any of the things that I've tried many things to promote my business, to become a more effective coach and motivator. This is one thing that definitely has caught on, and I definitely see as a great investment of my time. I happen to be on the road. I'm doing this podcast now from my hotel room. Arrived in Boise, Idaho last night. Meeting with the bodybuilding.com representatives all throughout, hoping to meet with the editorial department. I write a lot of articles, as you probably know, for bodybuilding.com. But really, this is about Mass Machine Nutrition, meeting with people that can in the corporate office. Also, the people, if you call in your supplement for your supplement orders on bodybuilding.com, or you call in to ask questions, that's those sales representatives, that customer service team, is who I'll be presenting to today, a couple times today, and then a couple times tomorrow. So I'm in Boise, Idaho, but hey, I will not let you down, and going to make sure I follow through with this Morning Connection podcast with you, even if it's from my hotel room, both today and tomorrow, before getting back home. It was interesting last night. I get this call. So I'm in this hotel room. I get this call, and I have no idea. I went to bed late. I'm up early right now. So I don't really even know when it was, but I was just passed out asleep. I get this call on my hotel room, and I'm thinking, first of all, no one calls me in a hotel room. No one even knows where I am necessarily. If it's my wife or something happens, they'll call me on my cell phone. So anyway, I don't know. I didn't, without much thinking, I just rolled over and answered the phone. And it was somebody like talking to me like, we're from the front desk, and all our information got wiped out. And I don't remember him. Again, I was out, but I don't know if he was going to ask me for information. He needed my information. He obviously called my room. I don't know what the real purpose was, but he said, I go, wait a second, you're calling me, and I don't know, it must have been like 1 o'clock in the morning. I said, you're calling me right now because you have some information. This can't wait until morning. He goes, oh no, sir, we need this by 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like going, what? That's your screw up, whatever it is. Whatever the problem is, and you have a time limit of 1 o'clock, you are calling up somebody, waking up your hotel guest at 1 o'clock in the morning because of some screw up that you made. And I'm just going, I just hung up the phone. He goes, yes, sir, we need this by 1 o'clock in the morning, I guess is what he said. I can barely remember right now. I just turned over and I just hung up the phone. I'm thinking, wow, that is like strange. If somebody screws up, they need to wait until the morning, especially if they woke somebody up and he got you know, the response from me that he did. And, you know, the son of a bitch called back, like, I don't know, 5 minutes later. Of course, I didn't answer it. Thinking, what the hell is this? I mean, just think about it. If it was like my wife was on a trip, or if you're a woman and someone's calling you, what I'm supposed to just give some guy who calls up my room my credit? I don't even know what he asked, what he was going to ask for. My credit card information? What, for me to come down? I'm in this town that, you know, I've been here before, but I'm going to come in a strange town to the lobby at 1 o'clock in the morning, wake me up for a sleep to give you information, give it to somebody who's just calling me on the phone? What the hell? Anyway, so I haven't been out of my room, but I'll soon find out what that was all about, even if that's legit. But like I said, if you were a woman, you shouldn't give out information, some random person calling. I don't care if they say they're from the front desk at all. And you certainly shouldn't go down stairs. Now, again, I don't know if he was going to ask me for that. I don't know what the hell that he wanted, except for his computer wiped out the information. God, how freaking unprofessional. But I'll let you guys know what the story is, if that really was the situation, that was something that wasn't quite so legit. Interesting. Anyway, interesting. But the point is, I'm here in Boise, Idaho. I'm on the road, and here we are. We're still doing our morning connection podcast. So, you know, one thing about me being on the road, I am a creature of habit, and I like to create these disciplines to make me productive, and I'm probably, in my mind, you know, I like that productivity and that structure. Now, I know that there's so many different levels of people who needing structure, or some people who are more flexible. I really, it's all relative, right? But I like structure. I don't know if that's more or less compared to other people. Obviously, you know, I must not need structure as much as other people, because, you know, every single day for me, as far as business, is an adventure, a challenge. I've got to adjust to all the changes all the time. I've got to come up with new ideas. I certainly don't like structure so much that I have a job where somebody tells me what to do, but I like structure. And especially when it's training and it's eating, and when I get thrown off, that obviously puts everything in more of a challenge. How about you? You know, but the thing with me is what I'm noticing, you know, lately, and now it's because my focus is not just training and eating and building muscle and losing body fat. You know, with business, travel like this, now I've got a family. I mean, there's so many different things. These little bumps in the road, they seem to challenge my mindset even more. It seems like I give myself an excuse to not train with as much focus, to work out later, maybe not to miss those meals, maybe even make up for meals that I didn't eat and eating foods that I wouldn't normally eat. When I get these bumps in the road, it seems like with my mindset, I'm less determined than I was maybe when I was competing, obviously, but, you know, to just stay on track, stay on track. How about you? I mean, do you let the curveballs, the things that come up in life, that inevitably come up in life, especially if you're pushing yourself and there's a lot of people, you know, involved in your life and the puzzles that you have to put together, you know, more people involved, the more of a chance you're going to have these situations, right? Do you let those throw you off? Oh, well, I've got an excuse to eat what I want. I got an excuse to not go to the gym, right? Into what level? I mean, I really got to do a gut check, you know, for myself to really, you know, think about that. Am I letting, you know, all these curveballs and situations make me less disciplined? You know, a funny story is when, now as a bodybuilder, competitive bodybuilder, I mean, nothing would get in my way. We wouldn't even be having this conversation because it wouldn't apply to me. And I don't know if I'd be judgmental, but I would say, I don't know, that may be your challenge, but nothing would get in my way. But I remember when so it would be my off season. So we're talking off season. We're not talking a contest that's 6 weeks away, even 12 weeks away. I mean, it would be like 6 months if not more, away from the contest that I'd be preparing for or thinking about doing next. And what I would used to do is I used to volunteer to work with Tony Robbins at like his seminars across the country, right? And so, you know, this was a volunteer thing. I would staff at his events. A lot of times I was like his bodyguard staff. And so I would go to travel to these seminars, but I'd be so prepared. If it was in another city, man, the first thing, I'd get a rental car. I'd go through that expense. I'd get a rental car. I'd go to a grocery store. Back in those days, you could carry all this stuff. So I would have my rice cooker and my George Foreman grill. I'd pack it with me. Like I said, I'd stop off at the grocery store with my rental car so I could have that mobility and buy fresh chicken and rice or whatever. And so for those three days, I had all of my food with me, right? I mean, nothing would get in my way, even if it was a long way away from my contest. I remember this one time, it was a seminar that I staffed at, but it was close to my home. So it was just like maybe an hour away. So I didn't have to go to the grocery store or cook food in my hotel room or anything like that. So I cooked it at home. But the thing is, back at those times, I ate, you know, four regular food meals, and I would have four meal replacements, and I would just rotate, alternate one for the other. And so although, you know, when Tony Robbins has these events, I mean, they're like all day long, like 10 hours straight. The guy doesn't even take breaks even. You know, maybe one break. The guy's just like just a machine up there, right? And so, you know, I had to be prepared. I had to support this event. I was there to staff it. Again, it was a ways away from my contest. Not necessarily all that close to the contest, but I wanted to stay on track. And so what I did was I remember I had this one, like some $400 mixer. I don't even know. I know if you're a juicer, you probably know which one this is. But what I would do, it could be because I knew that I wouldn't be able to stop and knead in Tupperware or anything like that. And so what I did is I had the chicken, rice, and vegetables, like in one meal. I'd measure it out or whatever I did. Probably at that time I didn't measure specifically, you know, how many ounces of chicken or rice or anything. So, you know, eyeballed it, what a meal would be. And I'd throw it into this super-duper mixer and just pulverize it, right? And then I would put it into one of these, like, jugs, these, you know, drinking jugs. And then I'd have my meal replacement with the water all set up. So I'd go for that day. I had all eight of these containers, these plastic containers, drinking containers of four real food meals, the chicken, rice, and vegetables with some flaxseed oil or whatever, just pulverized so much that I could drink it in the four meal replacements. So, you know, every couple hours, no matter how busy, I could go over there and slam down not just the meal, but the right meal at the right time with that structure. So that was kind of crazy. But nothing would get in my way. But now it seems as though with so many other things going on. So that's something that as I'm traveling here, you know, as I'm on the road, as business, I'll tell you, is like, you know, I get up early in the morning. This is just one of the things that I do. The first thing I do in the morning is I've been really going to town writing my book, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, which, you know, it's kind of interesting, you know, taking the time to reflect back on the last 20 years and all the ups and downs. And, you know, the thing about writing it, because I'm really, as I talk to you, is like, I really think that you will connect more from my pain more than my successes. I think that, you know, all you have to do is see a couple pictures, see a couple titles. Okay, obviously this guy is somewhat successful, right? I don't really feel, you know, as the guy who talks on this podcast or your coach or your mentor, I don't think I need to keep on, you know, beating you over the head with my successes, all right? But I do think I can serve more of a service to you, more value, if I tell you about all the downfalls and the challenges, the one that, you know, knocked me down that I was able to bounce back from, or even the ones that knocked me down and kept me down for a while, because I know you guys are going through all that. And in a lot of ways, you can get more out of that than my successes. And so, you know, throughout this book, I'm talking about, you know, the all the thoughts and the challenges from, you know, being a little guy to, you know, and how that developed into this being a bodybuilder, and, you know, this dedication / you know, addiction and everything that came out of it. That it was, you know, for a while I was thinking, wow, what a downer. Is there anything good about all this? But, you know, the more and more I write and more I think about it, you know, I do share all those things, and I certainly, you know, the subtitle is My Pain is Your Gain, so, you know, that is a big part of the book, but I can't help but look back and go, wow, you know, it's kind of fun in a lot of ways how all these challenges have created the person I am today, and maybe sometimes I don't give myself, you know, enough credit for that. But the thing is that I'm doing that in the morning. I'm doing this podcast. I have to stay in shape. You know, I'll tell you, if you are a bodybuilder out there, and I don't know if you even have to be a competitive bodybuilder. You know, one thing now I realize is how I brought so much value to the supplement companies, because it's like I said in other podcasts, man, I was all in, all right? Quit my job, so all I could think about, write about, was coaching, teaching, learning my skill, doing magazine photo shoots. No supplement company told me to do that. That was part of my vision, my plan, and therefore it brought value to the supplement companies, right? All those articles, nobody told me to write those. No, as part of your supplement contract, you need to write articles. Man, I did all that stuff because I was all in, you know? Being a winning contest, that was part of my plan, but it was just part of my plan. And, you know, one of the challenges so far with my supplement company is finding someone. You know, I'm not saying they have to be the next Skip LaCour as far as, you know, writing all the articles or being on the internet or winning contests or whatever. But, you know, it's really hard to find somebody who is all in. Now, it's not hard to find someone to represent your company who all they want to do is win a bodybuilding contest. I mean, that's pretty easy. Good guys want to win bodybuilding contests. But that really doesn't, and this is one thing that I really have a hard time communicating or making bodybuilders, competitive bodybuilders understand, that really doesn't matter that all that much. I mean, it does have some values, take some good pictures. But it's really, you know, how much of a personality, how much presence, and how much value add to other people. You know, yeah, you inspire people by your physique, and that provides value. But there's a lot of people who do that. You know, how are you going to communicate to them? What do you know about training or nutrition or contest preparation or life that you can share with these people? What is it about your personality? Are you funny? Can you relate to them? Those things are far, far more important to create value for a supplement company, so they want to invest in you and have them represent your company. And boy, I tell you, you know, the years, 3 years now that I've been with Mass Machine Nutrition, you know, I've been the front man still, you know, even though I'm not competing, because I can't find anybody who understands that, who's willing to be more than just a body, who's willing to put his ass on the line, his reputation on the line, his thoughts on the line, to be criticized or to be idolized or whatever, but they have those kind of balls, that kind of personality, that kind of drive and ambition to put themselves out there, because the more they put themselves out there, the more they take a stand on something, the more that people are going to know about them. They're going to know about them and what they have to offer. What they have to offer the other people out there. You know, they're really not going to know who you are. It's not going to have any mass appeal. A lot of people aren't going to know about you, no matter what you think, by you just putting your head down and winning some contest. And so, you know, it's been very, so if you're a person who understands what I'm saying, Man, if you want to have your own podcast, if you have your own Facebook page, if you have your own website and you're pounding out the knowledge, you got a passion for helping others, in addition to having a great body, if you're that type of guy, man, come find me. I'm looking for that person. You know, because right now, that's me. I'm still doing that for Mass Machine Nutrition. And so that adds to all these things, how all the business in very early in the morning, all these projects that I'm doing to help you out, to create value on top of it. Man, I got to stay in shape. I got this video series. I got this big project that I'm working on. So on top of that, man, I got to be in amazing shape too. So it's really important for me to just stay focused no matter what the challenge is or business, man. Got a lot of things going on, but anyway, those are just some things going on today for this Morning Connection podcast. You know, make you think about, you know, how determined are you? Are you the guy who's just, you know, so determined that you're going to ground up chicken, rice, and vegetables to stay on track, whether that's with your bodybuilding or whatever? Or are you the type of person you're going to have business, some travel, maybe some challenges going on in your personal life that's going to create challenges for you, and then use that excuse for letting down your disciplines, not even pushing hard to push through them? You just automatically default to, well, there's only so much I can do under these circumstances, right? So which one is that for you? All right, so hey, thanks for joining me on this Morning Connection podcast. We'll connect again tomorrow. Have a great day.